See if there are any issues that Sam Toyin knows about. He's the president of the Illinois Restaurant Association. How you doing this Monday, Sam?
Hi, Anna. Thanks for having me. Things are getting a little better. Weather's getting a little warmer. You know, we have some federal relief in the RRF and outdoor dining. So things, it's getting a little brighter at the end of that tunnel.
It is, and there's more outdoor weather, which helps for sure, right? You know, you can you have that option, and that helps restaurants, and a lot of them have had time to create that outdoor space, which is good. But I just want to ask you, over the weekend, did you hear anything? Did you hear any restaurant owners, and you don't have to name them, but did you hear how it went? How did it go with the new guidance?
Well, obviously, some guests did push back on some restaurant owner operators about not wearing their mask. However, in the state of Illinois, the governor is still studying the CDC guidance. Maybe later on this afternoon or tomorrow mid-morning, he might say where the state's going to fall down on the CDC guidance. But as of right now, you still need to wear your mask in the state of Illinois. And the same thing in the city of Chicago. They're still mulling over the CDC rules as well. But as of right now, you're still supposed to wear your mask in the state of Illinois and the city of Chicago.
That helps, because I wasn't so sure. It seemed as if we got messaging from both of them, the mayor and the governor, right after the CDC made that announcement Thursday afternoon. They were both in press conferences and were both asked about, hey, how are we going to do this? Oh, well, we'll follow these guidelines. And here we are Monday, and I think there was some confusion over the weekend, frankly, Sam. I think there was.
I agree with you, Anna. They both said they would, you know, they fully supported the CDC about the mask, but they did not executive order. They did not, you know, they did not execute an executive order to remove the mask mandate, both in the state and in the city. So as of right now, as of, you know, 1:35 p.m. today, you still need to wear your mask in the state and in the city until the governor, you know, decides what he's doing, and then the mayor decides what she's doing.
Okay. And do you think that, do you have any sort of feeling? You said maybe later this afternoon or tomorrow. Do you have some sort of guidance on that, that might be sooner rather than later?
You know, I mean, the governor did say he was, you know, supportive of the CDC rules, but he said he still wanted to, get more clarification of what the CDC guidance is. So he has not issued an executive order as of yet. So I guess he and his doctors and scientists are still discussing, should we go that route that the CDC went, or should we still require that you wear the mask in the state of Illinois? Like he said, we'll hear shortly, and shortly could be later on this afternoon or tomorrow mid-morning.
Well, I look forward to hearing that, because I don't know what clarification we're looking for. I'm looking at the several-page CDC printout of exactly what you're supposed to do now. Have you been fully vaccinated? In general, people are considered fully vaccinated 2 weeks after their second dose in a two-dose series. Here's what you can do, what you should keep doing, what you can keep doing. And they pretty much lay it all out exactly as they expect, that you can drop the masks in indoor and outdoor settings, even crowded settings in some cases, not airports, not transportation systems, not nursing homes, not hospitals, but in all other situations. So I don't know what clarification they're looking for, frankly. Either they're going to support it or they're not. And it sounds like they will. It sounds like they are going to support it.
It sounds like they're leaning that way. But remember, when we went into the bridge phase a few days ago, about 3-4 days ago, they said in 28 days we could be in phase five. Phase five means we're back to June 11th, is that we're back to total normalcy. And I think, you know, maybe do they just say, well, let's wait till we get to phase five, because we're only 24 days away from phase five, and then total normalcy, back to normal, pre-pandemic. So we'll see. We'll see.
We will. We'll be looking for some more clarification on that, because I think we all need it. Now, one of the things you're saying at the Illinois Restaurant Association is, you know, hey, you can go ahead and try to work with your customers and find out who is vaccinated. You're saying go ahead and ask. Ask that, right? Isn't that one of the things you're telling restaurant owners to do and staffers to do?
Absolutely. Communication is the key to success. So they definitely should, communicate and see if they've been vaccinated. We encourage everyone to get the vaccine, both guests and team members that work in the restaurant hospitality industry, because we think that's the best cure to getting rid of this pandemic, this virus for good. So, and some restaurant owners, operators, you know, and their team members still want to wear the mask. So that's up to the individual operator of what he or she wants to do at their individual restaurant.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. And you said even like some can provide a wristband if they want to do that. You want to go through that extra layer. Are you seeing restaurants actually do that? It feels to me as if that might be hard to implement, but maybe it's working out okay. What are you hearing?
I'm hearing like the restaurant bars, maybe around Wrigleyville, they're doing that because, you know, obviously they have a door person that checks your IDs. Now they check two IDs. They check your state ID and then they check your vaccination ID. So, you know, so again, I'm hearing that more from the restaurant bars than just restaurants.
Mm-hmm. I could see that. Places that are going to be crowded, especially as games increase in capacity and that kind of thing.
Exactly.
You know, they'll start seeing the crowds come. And I guess that, is it true that you don't count against the capacity, Sam, if you're vaccinated? Is that right?
Well, here's how that works. So that is definitely for conventions, meetings, and social events. So that's very good for venues that are doing social events like weddings, communions, bar mitzvahs. You know what I mean? So if you have, you know, 100 people, you know, because we're doing 75% capacity now. So say you have, 200 capacity venue, that means 150 people you can have. Well, you could have up to 200 then if 150, because that's 75%, but then you could prove that 50 people or more had the vaccine, then you could have the whole 200 occupancy. So that works for events. And then right now you can do 10 people or less per table in a restaurant, but you could do more if you have like 16 people at the table and six can prove they got the vaccine, the other 10 didn't prove one way or the other. So you can enlarge your parties at tables and then obviously enlarge your parties at venues like weddings, communions, bar mitzvahs.
I don't envy you folks in the hospitality industry. I think this has got to be tough. It's got to be tough to ask people that you're serving about vaccines and things like that. And it's just, it's been a tough year. And you hear about restaurant staffing is actually a little, they're not necessarily getting everybody back that they can. They've got some open positions. What are you hearing about that, Sam?
Yes, that's absolutely true. Thousands of restaurants are trying to solve that problem. We are still down 100,000 people working in restaurants right now. And during the indoor dining shutdowns or reduced capacity, some of our workers found work elsewhere in the cannabis industry, in the distribution industry, delivery industry. So we're also competing against enhanced unemployment benefits. And what's a big thing is a lack of child care options like closed schools. That's very hurting a lot of people that work in the hospitality industry, you know, as well, because they have a lack of child care options.
Yeah, I bet. I'm sure that is a real factor, and we'll have to see what happens next. Can you just help give us kind of a feeling that you're getting about how are things going in the restaurant industry after one of the toughest years one could ever imagine? You saw PPP money that sort of helped some, maybe not others. You saw grant money that was recently announced by the government that could help folks recoup any losses from the pandemic. And I just wonder, how is the industry in general? Are you pretty confident about what's going on now?
Well, restaurant owners, operators are the ultimate entrepreneurs, you know. So with more reopening, vaccines, some federal relief, like you just said, the RRF, the Restaurant Revitalization Fund, warm weather and outdoor dining, we're seeing some more and more light at the end of the tunnel. So that's very, very helpful. That's why we encourage all your listeners, if they haven't gotten the vaccine, please go out and get the vaccine. That's how we'll get rid of this virus once and for all.
Mm-hmm. And Sam, just a couple of texts before I let you go, and I certainly appreciate your time always. 815, I'll never show my papers. It's not what I want to do when I go to a restaurant. 708, does a picture of your vaccine card work to get into the restaurant? Is a picture okay, just on your phone?
You know, yes, that could work. Again, that's up to the restaurant owner operator, what he or she would like to do. But yes, some restaurant operators are taking the picture on your iPhone.
Okay, so that should work. Thank you for the time today, sir. I appreciate it, Sam. It's
Thank
always
you.
Good hearing from
always
you.
Always appreciate it. All right. We'll look. Thank you.
Bye, Sam. Sam Toya, Illinois Restaurant Association. Well, bye for now. And he's the president over there at the Illinois Restaurant Association. We'll wait to hear what the governor and mayor say. It seems like Sam was sort of indicating that we may get that word sometime very soon. And I think it'd be nice to get that confirmation, clarification, whatever you want to call it. We need it.